United States Secretary of State John Kerry and his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov met today in London to discuss the crisis in Ukraine. But just 2 days ahead of a controversial referendum in Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula on whether the region should join Russia, today's talks ended without agreement. Regional correspondent Stefan Boss reports.
After hours of talks, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said he and his American counterpart John Kerry still disagree on how to solve the crisis in Ukraine. In his words, Russia and the US do not have a common vision. And in separate remarks, he said there was a rocky road ahead towards a solution. He says, I'm also satisfied to have this meeting today, but he adds, this is a difficult situation we are in. Many things have happened, and a lot of time has been lost, so now we have to think what can be done. Lavrov also said that Russia would respect the will of the people of Crimea when they vote Sunday on whether to join Russia. It came as a setback for U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. He tried to sound upbeat at the start of the talks on the future of Ukraine, where Russian forces control the Crimean Peninsula. However, the West has also made clear time is running out. The United States and European Union have threatened with sanctions against Russia should the referendum in Crimea go ahead. Actions under discussion reportedly includes imposing a visa ban on advisors of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Among officials who may be refused entry into the US and EU are believed to be the Russian Minister of Defense, the Chief of the Presidential Staff, the Chief of the Russian Security Council, as well as leaders of Russian energy giants Gazprom and Rosneft. In a separate incident Thursday, Ukraine's influential oligarch Dmytro Firtash was detained in Vienna, Austria, at the request of America's Federal Bureau of Investigation. Firtash, who worked closely with Russian companies, was detained officially for suspected bribery and setting up a criminal organization. Ukraine's interim government is also preparing a response to what it views as a Russian armed invasion. On Friday, Parliament approved the creation of a 60,000-strong National Guard to be placed under the authority of the Interior Ministry. This will absorb the ministry's controversial Berkut Riot Police, some 4,000 men who were linked to recent deadly clashes which led to the ouster of the pro-Russian president Viktor Yanukovych. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.